The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
Size matters not.
Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire when ready.
May the Force be with me.
Hey, Star Wars fans, it's your old pal Jimmy Mack here with you, and it's A Galaxy of Music, Volume 11, the music of Celebration 4 and more. For this edition, we'll be playing Star Wars songs and music that was featured out in Los Angeles, California a couple months ago at Star Wars Celebration 4, including highlights from Star Wars Celebrity and the opening ceremonies. So let's get things going with Phyllis Clark. She's a mom, and her family got started when she and her husband went on their first date to see Star Wars A New Hope in the theaters in 1977. Phyllis performed during Star Wars Celebrity out at the Los Angeles Convention Center, and this tune tells her story.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars, Star Wars. There go the yellow words describing the plot of the entire movie before. It's begun, thanks a lot, you jerks. You didn't hear that? They shut down the main reactor. This is madness.
This is Charlie Ross from the One Man Star Wars Trilogy. You listen to The Force Cast.
Yeah.
Feathered hair.
It would have been it.
Growing up on Coruscant, having all that I could want. Met a little kid, a boy from Tatooine, talented and bright, had powers I'd not seen. Training him the wrong from right. Deep in his eyes, he has a memory I never realized how evil it'd soon be. Oh, Annie, where you turned and you fell to the dark side. I heard you married Padme. Oh, Annie, well, I left you for dead 'cause you're deep fried. I couldn't save you today. Oh, Annie. Lava flows beneath our feet. Can't you feel the sting and heat? Battling uphill, I slice you apart. Your skin is burning, you're breaking my heart. Oh, Annie, where you turned and you fell to the dark side. I heard you married Padme. Oh, Annie, well, I left you for dead 'cause you're deep fried. And now you're Jedi flambé. Oh, Annie,
you were my brother, Anakin. I loved you.
Makes you want to scream. I've taken your children away. They can't be seen to stay safe and hidden, Annie. Turned and you fell to the dark side. I heard you married Padme. Oh, Annie, well, I left you for dead 'cause you're deep fried. Tomorrow's a day away. Oh, Annie, well, you turned and you fell to the dark side. I heard you married Padme. Oh, Annie, well, I left you for dead 'cause you're deep fried. I couldn't save you.
I couldn't save you, Annie.
Joey Old Jay.
Going up the charts straight to number one, that was the ForceCast's own Jovial J. Shepherd and his tribute to Star Wars and Barry Manilow. Recorded live at Star Wars Celebration 4 in Los Angeles during Star Wars Celebrity. Someone else we saw at Star Wars Celebrity was Star Wars jazz vocalist Bethany Hamilton. And Bethany's here in the ForceCast studios. Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Well, it was great seeing you out at Celebration 4 in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Was that a great time or what?
Oh, my goodness. Time of my life.
Now, are you a big Star Wars fan?
I am ridiculously huge, yes.
Yes. And how'd you get into it?
Well, it's my mom's fault. I blame her. She purchased the films back before even Special Edition came out. And we had a snow day because I'm from Rochelle, Illinois, middle of nowhere, tons of snow every winter. And we just watched all three films on the snow day as a family. And I kind of tried to hide it at first, but I was totally hooked. I was like a closet fan, but yeah, I was hooked.
How old were you?
I think about nine or ten.
Are you sort of known amongst your friends as being a Star Wars chick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That kind of follows you around, doesn't
Everybody knows. Well, I usually tell people, you know, within the first 5 or 10 minutes of conversation that I'm the same height as Carrie Fisher. And so then they ask how I know who Carrie Fisher is, and that gets the ball rolling.
Hey, now that's cool. Now, of course, you know, with Star Wars fans being very male dominant,
I mean, there's I'm not saying that there's no, you know, girl Star Wars fans. Obviously, we know. I mean, just the people who listen to our show alone. But it always has been male dominant.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, are you dating anyone right now?
Let's go with no comment on that one.
But have you dated Star Wars fans in the past?
I have, actually. Yep.
You've met guys through Star Wars?
Yeah. Yeah, some funny stories about that, actually.
It's probably like shooting fish in a barrel, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
Tell me one funny story.
Well, I had this, you know, like junior high boyfriend, if you could even call it that. And we met actually because we were both X-Files fans. So I'm sci-fi lover all over. But yeah, he claimed to be sort of a Star Wars fan, and we had some conversations, but he kept referring to Darth Vader as Dark Vader. And that drove me so crazy that I had to break up with him over the fact that he said Dark instead of Darth.
Wow. So you know where your priorities are, for sure.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So you were in Star Wars Celebrity at Celebration 4.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get involved in all that?
Well, actually, I was pretty busy around the time that they made all the announcements. I just graduated this May, so I was busy writing my thesis and getting ready for my recital. But a friend of mine from the Star Wars blogs said, hey, they're doing this celebrity thing. I think you could win. Get your audition up there. So I kind of, you know, thought of something and put together some lyrics to a great Wynton Kelly solo from, you know, an awesome tune. Jazz is what I know, so I figured that's what I should do and it would be unique. So I did it and had a lot of fun and got a lot of great feedback.
You're a musician, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just jazz or?
Well, I try to do everything. I'm singing with the Grant Park Chorus over in Millennium Park right across the street. And
wow, pish posh.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's a lot of hard work, but I love it. So I do a lot of classical singing, but my degree is in jazz studies.
Wow. Do you ever play in any clubs or anything like that?
Yeah, I try to. It's a hard world to get into. But yeah, I love the club scene. There's not any money in it, but it's the most fun for sure.
Do you have a gig coming up that you want to plug or anything?
Oh, boy. Nothing really right now. We do have the Grant Park concert coming up on July 6th and 7th. It's going to be an incredible show.
So if you're in the Chicago area and you want to check out Bethany, that's the place. Let's just hear the song then that you performed, okay? Are you up for singing that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, and what's it called?
This is Cantina Jam.
And you wrote it?
Yep.
And who performed some music on it?
Well, actually, it's kind of my take on the John Williams theme, of course, but I wrote the lyrics and I got a bunch of my friends from school to record a backup track for me.
Well, let's hear it. It's Bethany Hamilton, live in the Forcecast Studios with Cantina Jam.
Java, he's the worst. Just be sure that you shoot first. Oh, again on your feet, let's go. Come on, move it all. Again on your feet, let's move it, groove it, groove it, move it all. Again on your feet, let's go. Come on, move it all. We'll sit back down, cause I'm gonna take my solo now. Oh, faithful, but I'm not faithful. Better, boom, bit, boom. If you want a swinging band, we're the ones who want to gig it. Check out my Cantina Jam. Here's hoping John Williams takes it. On your feet, now clap
Oh, my God. And, you know, hey, folks, it's early in the morning, too. All right. Bethany, before we started, said she hadn't warmed up. All right. I find that a little hard to believe. That was amazing.
Thank you.
That was incredible. How do you hit those notes?
Oh, boy. That's just what I'm good at. I was blessed with a ridiculously high range.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever heard anything like it. Fantastic. So you performed that, but you didn't win.
Nope.
You did not win Star Wars Celebrity. Now, a young man named Jack Wilkinson, he won, and he did a sort of Neil Young, Bob Dylan-esque song about Anakin, which has actually kind of become sort of popular here on the Forcecast, and it's something we're going to play coming up. But it was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun. And Jack was, he did a great job. He was a really cute kid, and he wrote a great song and performed it well and really kind of played at the judges, so he knew what he was doing, and yeah, he did a great job.
But you did get a runners-up prize, didn't you?
Yeah, I got this really cool remote control speeder bike.
There you go. There you go. Just another thing for the collection. Are you a big collector?
I am. Yeah. I don't really have any direction to my collecting. I just kind of see, ooh, shiny, cool, and pick it up. So but just I love collecting.
Whatever catches your eye.
Yep.
That's a good way to go about it. It kind of takes the pressure off, you know? Mm-hmm. You just get what you want.
Yep.
So, well, that was fantastic. I mean, I can't tell you how impressed I am with your voice.
Thank you.
I was sitting out in the crowd at Star Wars Celebrity, and but just here in a more controlled environment, wow, you blew me away.
Even though
you don't have your Princess Leia outfit.
No, I don't.
You looked very cute with the cinnamon buns and everything. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, Bethany, that was great. Is there any way that you want to tell our listeners how to get a hold of you? Do you have a MySpace page or anything?
I do have a MySpace page. Just myspace.com/JediPrincess77. And I also have a StarWars.com blog. I love that community over there, so I'd encourage anyone who's thinking about it to, you know, sign up and come join us. We have so much fun.
And they would look for Jedi Princess 77 there too, right?
Yep, that's the
cool name. Well, thank you. It was such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to the Forcecast Studios.
Oh, it was fun.
And we hope to hear from you again sometime, really soon.
All right,
thank you,
Bethany.
Thanks.
Different shit up.
Sounds pretty cool, and it looked even cooler when the USC Marching Band cruised into the LA Convention Center during the opening ceremonies at Star Wars Celebration 4 to perform the Imperial March. And before that, we heard the Dukes of Haphazard with Skywars. Now, the USC Marching Band were not the only ones providing music at the Star Wars Celebration 4 opening ceremonies. Before it started and during the actual program, classical pianist Michelle Kim performed various selections from the Star Wars soundtrack. And here's a little bit of what that sounded like.
Such an angry young man, all power in his hand. You got to understand, it makes you careless. A boy of sun and sands wants to be a better man. He loves his mother and it makes him restless. take my hand, I'll take you from this foreign land. Desert man, darker man, you're dying in the sand. Such a pretty young girl with her pretty brown curls. You killed that one too in the name of love. And now you're all alone on a road we never go. The dark, sad, the cruel place to be. Anakin, take my hand, I'll take you from this foreign land. Desert man, darker man, you're dying in the sand. And Annie, can you hear me? Or do I talk too loud? And Annie, can you feel me? Or are you just too proud?
Teenager Jack Wilkinson took the first place honors at Star Wars Celebrity with his self-written tribute to Anakin Skywalker. Really cool. Congratulations, Jack, and everyone else who performed at Star Wars Celebrity. And that'll put the wrap on this edition of A Galaxy of Music. Thank you, Bethany Hamilton, for stopping by. Be sure to reach out to Bethany at myspace.com/JediPrincess77. Thank you, Dustin, Jason, and Pete, and everybody at Rebel Scum and TheForce.net. Jovial J. Shepherd's the man. We'll be back again with another edition of A Galaxy of Music, so keep checking in. That's all for me this time. Thanks a lot for listening. For TheForce.net and RebelScum.com, I'm Jimmy Mack.
May the Force be with you, bro.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of TheForce.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.